8 minutes now past 10, 0845 955 678. Using the bus and train is good for you, according to a new survey from the University of East Anglia. It found commuters reported feeling better when travelling by public transport compared to driving in their own car. Belfast Councillor Ross Brown's with us today. Limpet Opik is with us as well. Mr Brown, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mr Opik. It's always good to speak to you.
Always a pleasure to speak to you.
And Ross Brown, people seriously like getting on a bus and sitting beside a stranger rather than getting into their own car?
Well, that's what the report says. Basically, that people report being constantly under strain or unable to concentrate. And that was 13% higher for participants who use the car compared to active travel. And I think, you know, it's no surprise, really, you know, when you consider that, you know, Belfast is one of the most congested cities in Europe. And, you know, if you're travelling in Belfast, you're going to be, for every hour you drive, you're going to be facing a 47-minute delay. So, you know, I know that many people in Belfast do face that situation.
Well, the bus lanes are here to ease the congestion, aren't they?
Certainly, they have been working in terms of easing the congestion. I mean, we have the cycling, which is up 19% and walking up to 13% since the Belfast On The Move scheme has been introduced. So it has had an impact.
Where are you getting it from that Belfast is one of the most congested cities in Europe? Where's that coming from?
That came from the study from the organisation that does the maps on the travel maps on the cars.
I doubt we're one of the most congested. Like, I really do doubt it.
Well, I'll give you some other statistics here. You know, the average travel time is just under a third longer than it would be if traffic were flowing freely in Belfast. And you know, for drivers, you're making a half an hour commute. They work every day. They're wasting 101 hours idling in traffic. So it's no wonder people are getting stressed. You know, and where if you're using a if you're cycling or if you're on the bus, you're getting there quicker and you're not facing the same problem.
I don't do buses. I really don't. Do you, Limpet?
I do, but I simply do not believe this research. It feels to me that this is the kind of research when people say, let's try and prove something, then they go out and get the evidence. I travel all the time, as you know, with my work, and I would love to travel by train. I would love to think that my blood pressure would come down, that I'd be a happier man if I just left the car at home. But increasingly, I find myself driving, including in Northern Ireland. I don't believe that Belfast is particularly congested, by the way. Take a load of London. And even in London, I find myself driving.
Awful.
Because it's less hassle.
London's awful. What a horrible city to live in, London, with all that. Seriously, it's so cold and abstract and aloof and
it is
congested
cold.
And busy.
You see, I tend to agree with you, but actually, that's one of the reasons why so many people drive. And this piece of research seems to take no account of the fact that psychologically, if you're in the car, rightly or wrongly, it's your space. You can have conversations with people, you don't have to put your voice down, and also it's kind of taking a little piece of home with you in a cold environment. I've just driven 950 miles in the last 6 days.
What do you not like about buses?
I don't mind the buses too much. I don't really mind them too much, but for any long journey, it's actually cheaper for me to drive. And I get about 50 miles a gallon out of my car, probably because I drive it like an old man. But the thing about it is, if you go from, let's say, London to Leeds, it's actually cheaper to fly than to take the train if you haven't booked in advance. So, no, I absolutely dispute this piece of
fly.
Research.
Don't start me about flying.
Can I just
tell you about flying, right? Because I fly back and forward to Manchester. Do you want to hear the next of it, Ross Brown, right? So here's the next of it. Probably about 3 or 4 weeks out of 7 or 8 weeks of recent times, right? So about half the time. Do you know what the next of it is? With the airline that I fly with from Belfast to Manchester, right? We land, and wait for this. We land on the tarmac in Manchester, okay? And up pops the pilot to say, I'm sorry, the Northern Ireland people have to go through a special door because they have to film us because we're from Northern Ireland, and they haven't opened the door. Now, that's all right on one occasion. So you're left then sitting on I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but don't start me with this. and you're left sitting on the hot plane for maybe 40 minutes, all right? But then when you get to the next Friday and up pops a different pilot going, I'm sorry, they haven't opened the door. And then the next week, I'm sorry, they haven't opened. What is going on with simple flights from Belfast to Manchester these days?
I feel that pain. Oh. I come to mind a lot more.
Anyway, sorry, Ross.
First world problem, Stephen. But can I just say before we go, you know, I'm not disagreeing that we need significant investment in our public transport infrastructure, because I think we have got the balance wrong here in Northern Ireland. And also, it's worth mentioning, this study also took into account cycling and active transport. So, for example, walking. And obviously, there's a whole range of psychological benefits associated with that, because you're exercising as well. So, I think Lambert should actually have a look at the study and evaluate it for himself.
I went down to try to buy a bike the other day, and I was left that confused. I walked out of the shop and bought nothing, because I had no idea. Last time I looked at a bike, I was about 12, and I had absolutely no idea. There are racing bikes, there are cross hybrid bikes, there are mountain bikes. Like, what type of bike are you a biker, Lambert?
Yeah, I actually work for the Motorcycle Action Group. Now, that's the powered version of biking. And funnily enough, the reason a lot of people use motorbikes is because it turns commuting into a pleasure. A lot of time you're allowed to use bus lanes. It's really cheap. You've got to be careful because, you know, obviously sometimes people have accidents. But by and large, motorcyclists enjoy their commuting far, far more than people stuck in the traffic. As for cycling, yeah, it's healthy. But it's a lot less trouble if you've got a motor. Interestingly enough, by the way, Belfast and Northern Ireland actually has better bus and train connections than I would say the rest of the United Kingdom, because it's handled more logically, really. But even so, I think that a motorbike's good. Cycling, are you really going to do that every week, Stephen? You know, turning up at the office in your Lycra and having to have a shower? I wouldn't do that. And maybe I'm too lazy. I'm 49, but... I don't know. Have a motor underneath those two wheels, and you actually be smiling on the way to work.
Lemon and Ross, thank you very much. Morning to you both.